Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Michigan. Michigan had its top election official is a woman named Jocelyn Benson. Jocelyn Benson. In 2020, of course, Joe Biden won Michigan over Trump. And pretty handily, over 100,000 votes. By contrast, Hillary Clinton lost Michigan to Trump in 2016 by 10,000 votes. And she didn't say there was fraud or it was rigged. She didn't question the vote. Donald Trump gets smoked by over 100,000 votes and he's yelling fraud. He's saying the refs did it, the umps did it, it's fraud. And in a White House meeting, this was just disclosed, and it's unbelievable. Trump was sitting around and suggested that Jocelyn Benson be arrested for treason and executed, put to death for doing her job in Michigan. Now, you can say Trump shoots his mouth off. Trump has a big mouth. Trump is the mouth that roared. Trump always says stuff and really doesn't mean it. Well, let me tell you something. When somebody says something like that, there's some reason he said it. I mean, Freud made a joke about it, Sigmund Freud, and said that a good cigar is a phallic symbol, but it's also a good cigar. And that's sort of a funny line. But he also said something else even more profound. Sigmund Freud said, there are no jokes. There are no jokes. The reason people laugh uneasily at things is because there's a germ of intent, a germ of truth to what the person said as to what he wants. There are no jokes. For President of the United States to sit in the White House at a meeting and utter the words that Jocelyn Benson of Michigan should be arrested for treason and executed because she didn't reverse the vote, which she had no power to do, is disgusting. Now, if that were a one-off, all right, although no, not all right, but this is the guy that said Hillary Clinton should be taken care of by the Second Amendment people, her bodyguard should be disarmed. He encouraged people in the rallies that he went to beat up protesters and he'd pay the legal fees. Remember? His security detail beat up protesters in New York City who then sued him. He has introduced violence into our political culture that have been absent since the Civil War. The opponent of Jocelyn Benson in this coming election is Christina Caramo. She's a Republican. She's Trump down the line. She goes, the election was rigged and stolen. And she said, Jocelyn Benson, my opponent, should go to jail. That's what she said in Michigan. I always thought Michigan was a lot like Wisconsin. I think in this state, I still have confidence in our state, that if somebody were running against Doug La Follette and said he should go to jail, or against Tony Evers and said he should go to jail, or he should be arrested for treason and executed, I think in this state, independents and most Republicans would say enough's enough. But Michigan's very much like us. I mean, it really is. And what's happened over there? What's even worse is back in 2020, in the first Saturday in December. Now, remember, the election was November 3rd. Trump made this comment in the White House meeting, which got around the Republican Party, that Jocelyn Benson should be tried for treason and arrested and tried for treason and executed. Jocelyn Benson, there's the first Saturday in December, sort of the start of Christmas season. She's with her family and she has a 4-year-old son. And they are hanging Christmas ornaments in her house. Suddenly, there's a lot of shouting outside and her son gets scared. it's a crowd of armed protesters shouting murderer and traitor right outside Jocelyn Benson's house. Now, were they arrested? No. The way to handle that, they claim First Amendment. If there are any threats from the crowd, they should be arrested. If they shout murderer and traitor, it's disgusting. But if I were the police, I'd move them across the street or move them down the block. But the real impact of this, and the real reason I'm saying this, is that how many Jocelyn Bensons do you think there are who are brave enough to run again and to stay in their office? They have a 4-year-old son. What's being done by Trump and his fellow travelers and running dogs is to demoralize and dissuade honest election officials from running for office or even serving. Now, I know the poll workers at the precinct where I vote in Milwaukee, where I voted for decades. They're fine people. But if people came to their house and shouted murder and traitor, many of them are elderly, their husbands or wives would say to them, hey, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. And when that happens, and the Republican platform is to replace them with partisans who will count the votes. Remember Stalin's dictum, Joseph Stalin. He was the head of the Communist Party and the state and the government in Russia. In the 30s and 40s, he didn't die till the early 50s, killed 20 million people. He once said, it doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. And that is exactly what the Republican Party is doing right now. 24 states will decide in this November who runs their elections. And in some states, it's the Secretary of State. In some states, it might be some other kind of election office or the Attorney General. And in a lot of the states, it'll be a governor, because the governor and the Secretary of State have to sign off on the certification of the Electoral College of the electors from that state. There are 2020 deniers on the ballot in 14 states of the 24. By 2020 deniers, I mean people who flat out say that the 2020 election was rigged and they would have changed the result. 14 of these states have these people. And it's hard for me statistically to believe that they're going to lose in every one of these states. They may lose in some of them. What are these states? Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada are four of them. Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada. And these were four of the six swing states that pushed the election of Joe Biden. There are a number of other states, and I'll tell you what. Wisconsin's one of them. Why do I say that? Because all four governor candidates have said that there was something wrong with the election. The Secretary of State candidate on the Republican side, who's going to be nominated, said the same thing, the Republican, I mean, against Doug La Follette. And the Attorney General candidates on the Republican side say the same thing. When you have that many election deniers running for office as Republicans, who would change the vote, who would follow Stalin's dictum, you have destroyed our democracy. When people in the state vote for president, you know, whether their candidate wins or loses, they go home satisfied. I had my say, other people had their say, it just didn't work out the way I wanted, or it did work out the way I wanted. And there are celebration parties. But then to have a handful of people in a secret room somewhere with lawyers with briefcases peering at them and going, okay, that was advisory. How say you? How say you on the electors? And they go, Trump or Republican. And that is the end of the peaceful transition of power. That will inspire violence, and that is wrong. And we've given up the crown jewel of our Constitution, in my view, and I've said this many times, is the First Amendment. No established religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, basically separation of church and state, freedom to say what you want. But enforcement of that is the underlying strength of the Constitution. That is the peaceful transition of power. George Washington was elected in 1788. He was a consensus. I mean, he's the guy that led the army in the Revolution. He got reelected in 1792. In 1796, everybody said, of course, he'll stay on as long as he lives. And half of them said, I think we should change to a monarchy and you should be King George I of America. And if you have a son, which he did not, in those days, that'd be the son. He had no kids, actually. Okay, then, I don't know, do you have a nephew? You know, it'd be like Europe again. And he said, no, we fought a revolution for a reason. I am simply going to leave office and we are going to have an election. And as it turned out, he didn't like what he called factions, which are political parties, but there are the Federalists and the more states' rights people. Federalists were John Adams, states' rights people are more like Thomas Jefferson, later Andrew Jackson. And that's why we're the great country we are. These people are hacks. These Republicans are hacks. They're over there in Madison today, holed up in some hotel, passing hack resolutions. One of them is to take the counting of the votes away from the elections and give them to a gerrymandered legislature, which has now been gerrymandered because of Republican judges until 2030. Do you realize we're going to have a gerrymandered legislature from 2010 to 2030? In 2018, the Democrats got 54% of the legislative votes and they got 37% of the seats. Yeah, does that bother you? If you're a Republican, laugh at that. You're not an American. You're not an American. Now, veterans in this country, including myself, didn't serve to let that kind of hack work occur. So keep this in mind, what happened to Jocelyn Benson. Thank God she's staying on. But what they're trying to do is demoralize election workers in this country. Going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.